bless us today as we spend time to pray. We just come in the name of Jesus to seek the face of God with all friends around the world. We declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, and in mention of the name of Jesus, every knee bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. I just want to yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit. Just say, Holy Spirit, I yield to you. Holy Spirit, I submit to you. Lead us today in this time of prayer, O God. No flesh, nothing will be a hindrance. We come to submit ourselves under the power of God. Jesus be glorified. Jesus be glorified. Have your way in this night prayer. For those who are sat in different platforms around the world, as we pray through the book of Mark in this season, let Jesus use these scriptures and every passage to bless your life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, Lord. To God be the glory. Father, give you thanks for those who are signing in on different platforms. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus is faithful. Lord, have your way today. Let Jesus be glorified and magnify Jesus and glorify Jesus. I just bless every son, every daughter who is signing in this time of prayer in any country of the world. Let the same anointing here from Maryland visit you in your country in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, Lord. Turn to Mark chapter 3, please. Mark 3. And we are reading from verse 13 today. Mark 3 from verse 13. And he goeth up into a mountain. On a line, he goeth up into a mountain. Can you see Jesus Christ climbing up that mountain? He was going up to pray in the mountain. Many times Jesus will leave the house and just go to the mountain top to sit somewhere and pray. That is why when we are fasting, we say, I'm going on the mountain sometime. So Jesus loved to go to the mountain to pray. Jesus had personal time of prayers. Listen carefully. The secret of ministry, the secret of a victorious spiritual life is that personal time of prayer. Say after me, personal time of prayer. Jesus left everything and he went up on the mountain to pray. Let's pray today. For me, you cannot replace prayer with anything. We cannot substitute prayer with any other thing. Let's pray for revival of retreat, revival of personal prayer. Let's pray tonight, oh God, pour again in the church the revival of personal quality time of prayer for every child of God. Raise our voice, let's pray. I pray today for every child of God, for the spirit of prayer, that personal time alone. You climb the mountain, you sit somewhere, you spend time to pray. We pray tonight for a new baptism of the zeal of personal devotion. Every family, every child of God, we pray for that time alone. Yes, that time alone, just you and Jesus. Let it be done in Jesus' name. For those who are signing in, we are praying for Mark chapter 3, please. And we see in verse 13, he goeth up into a mountain and calleth unto him. Now he goeth up to a mountain and calleth unto him he that he would. So he went to the mountain, and out of the disciples that were following him, he called those that he wanted. And they came unto him, and he ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that they might that he might send them forth to preach. Now listen, out of the multitude, Jesus, after praying in the mountain, he called those he wanted. He called 12 out of the multitude. Now, thousands were following Jesus. Thousands from different regions of Israel. But Jesus chose 12 men to become apostles, to become a team of ministry. Now listen, today we have more than 8 billion people in the world. More than 8 billion people in the world. Jesus has called you out. And has called you out to be a child of God. That is grace. It's by grace. We are called by grace. We are saved by grace. We have been redeemed by grace. We have been selected from the crowd by grace. So if Jesus called you out and he saved you and he cleansed you and given you a calling, it's all the grace of God. Thank God today. Let's thank God today. Let us preserve God today that your name is among the few that he has chosen out of the world. Raise your voice and pray. Father, we give you thanks that my name is among the few you have chosen out of the world. I pray for as many who are watching me today. Listen, your name is among the few that Jesus has chosen out of the world. Out of the billions of people in the world, many are going to hell, but Jesus chose you to know him. Jesus chose you to be saved. God chose you to be transformed. God chose you to be healthy. God chose you to be strong. God chose you to know the truth. Many are bound in heresy, but by the grace of God, God gave you the light. By the grace of God, God chose you. Just say, oh Lord, I thank you for calling me out of darkness. Just say after me, oh Lord, I thank you for saving me out of darkness. Oh Lord, I thank you for saving me out of darkness. Raise your voice and pray. Father, I give you thanks tonight for all our audience in different platforms. I thank you, Lord, for saving me out of darkness. I thank you, Lord, for delivering us out of the power of darkness. Jesus be glorified. Jesus be glorified, because you save us out of darkness. You call us from darkness to light. What a miracle. You call us from darkness to light. Now let's see that Mark, please. Mark 3, verse 14. And those he called, it says, and he ordained them. Just say after me, called and then ordained. There are two different things. Many are called, but few are chosen. So Jesus called the 12 out, and he ordained them. Ordination is like consecration unto an office. So he called the 12 out, and then he ordained them. He consecrated them. There are two separate things. When you are called by God, you need to seek God for God's ordination. God ordained 12. He confirmed 12. He separated 12 to become special choosing men to take the gospel to the world. Now, why did he call them? Now see verse 13. And he going up to the mountain and called unto him whom he would, and they came unto him, 14, and he ordained 12 that they should be with him. Or the line, that they should be with him. That is the first thing. To be with Jesus, and then he might send them forth. The first reason Jesus called the 12, that they should be with him, and then he might send them. So being with Jesus was more important than being commissioned to go and preach. So Jesus wants fellowship. See, after me, fellowship. So he called 12. That they should be with him. The purpose God called you is to fellowship with him, is to be with him. You want that daily fellowship. Say, oh Lord, you call me just to be with you. Can you imagine? Oh, I love this one. So Jesus called you for fellowship. Fellowship is more important than duties. So God wants fellowship. God wants fellowship between man and God. What happened with Adam and Eve? That fellowship was broken. So Jesus came to restore fellowship between man and God. Jesus wants fellowship. Let's pray today. Say, oh Lord, give me the grace to fellowship with you every minute, every hour, every day. That oneness with Jesus, that fellowship with Jesus. I just want to spend time with God. Raise your voice and pray. Father, pray today, oh God, give us the grace that we will spend time to fellowship with Jesus. The reason he called you is for fellowship. Jesus wants us just to spend time with him. I pray today for all my audience in the US, in Canada, in Europe, in Asia, in Middle East, in Africa, that God put within you the desire just to fellowship with him. that desire just to fellowship. So God called the apostles, number one, that they might be with him. Number two, that he would commission them, send them to preach, to be with him, and then he might send them to preach. So Jesus, first of all, he wants us to spend time with him. That is the greatest thing. Listen, the greatest thing you can do for yourself, you and God, is to spend time with God. That is more important than any other thing. Hallelujah, Lord. And then that he will send them to preach. God called you to be with him, and that he will send you to preach. Now, these are the two duties of every child of God. Write them down. The two duties of every child of God. Number one is fellowshipping with God. Fellowship with God. Number two is preaching the gospel. This is for every child of God. Whether you are male or female, old or young, fellowship with God is indispensable. And then to preach the gospel is not for pastors or bishops. These are two things every child of God in all continents, it is our duty. So God called you to spend time with him, to fellowship with him. God called us to preach the gospel. Let's pray today for every child of God to fulfill these two duties of a child of God. Now, let me read again, please. For those who are signing in, please, Mark 3, verse 14. And he ordained 12 that they should be with him and that he might send them forth. To be with him is the first thing, that is fellowshipping with him, and then he might send them forth to preach the gospel. So the two duties of a child of God is to, number one, fellowship with God. Number two, to preach the gospel. Let's pray today for the grace of God that I will fellowship with God every day and I will preach the gospel of salvation to my world every day by all means. Raise our voice, let's pray. Father, we pray today in the name of Jesus. Lord, give us the grace, O God. The grace to fellowship with God. The grace to spend time with you. Give us the grace, O God. Just to spend time with God. The grace to fellowship with God. And the grace to preach salvation. Every child of God, this is indispensable. To spend time with God alone. And to preach the gospel. Soul winning is the heart of God. Soul winning is the heartbeat of Jesus. Hear the voice of God. Soul winning is the heartbeat of Jesus. Every church, every child of God, every true born again child of God, soul winning is the heartbeat of God. Just raise our voice and pray and say, oh Lord, give me the grace to preach the gospel to win a soul. Raise our voice and pray. Father, pray today for as many around the world. Your assignment, your greatest call is not for prosperity. It's not for money. Your greatest assignment is to turn someone from darkness to light. Your reason for living is not for mansions on earth. Your reason for living is to fellowship with God, is to preach salvation to the nations of the world. So I pray today for this grace that every true child of God will fellowship with God in this time of shutdown. Fellowship with God is a must. And preaching the gospel is a must. Child of God, fellowship with God, and preach the gospel is our two utmost reason for living. Mark 3, please, verse 15. And to have power. So write this down. Number one, fellowship with God. Number two, preach the gospel. Number three, to have power. This is very important. So as you spend time with God, as you preach the gospel, God says he gives power to those that preach the gospel. The power of God is to preach the gospel. How do I get the power? I spend time with God. How do you get anointing? You spend time with God. How do you get anointed? To spend time with God. How do you get unction? You spend time with God. How do you get empowerment? To spend time with God. So many believers don't have power because they don't spend time with God. I pray from all my heart. said fellowship, preaching the gospel, and power. Fellowship with God, preach the gospel, and power. Yes. So the power of God is released as you preach the gospel. As you preach the gospel, God backs you up. Say, oh Lord, I receive power in your presence. Let's spend time praying. Just say, oh Lord, I receive power as I spend time with you to preach the gospel, to heal the sick, to raise the dead. One more time, oh Lord, as I spend time with you, I receive power to preach the gospel, to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cast out devils. Raise your voice and pray. Father, I speak today, as I spend time with God, I receive power to preach the gospel. As you spend time with God, yeah, please, at the sound of my voice, as you spend time with God, you receive power to preach the gospel, to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cast out evil spirits. The power of God is in spending time with God. The power of God is for those that spend time with God. There is no other option. They can lay hand on your head 1,000,000 times. Nothing will happen until you begin to spend time with God. The power of God is for those who spend time with Him and preach the gospel. Then power is released. Power is released. As you spend time with God, as you preach the gospel, then God baptizes you with the anointing to heal the sick and cast out devils. That's verse 15. And to have power to heal the sick and to cast out devils. So a child of God, just say after me, I have power. Don't be shy. Just say after me, I have power to preach the gospel. I have power to heal the sick. Now, this is very important. To have means you possess it. To have means you possess it. The power dwells in you. The power to heal the sick dwells in you. The power to cast out devils dwells in you. The power to raise the dead. You have it. How do I have it? As you spend time with God in fellowshipping, as you preach the gospel, as you spend time with God and preach the gospel, the unction is released in your life. You have the Holy Spirit in you. Hallelujah, Lord. So the power dwells in you. Just say after me, the power dwells in me. One more time, the power dwells in me. So every day you step out of your house with the power of the Holy Spirit. Every day step out of your house with the knowledge that the power is in me. Just say after me, the power dwells in me. Yes, the power is in me. I speak to you today, those in UK, those in Africa, in Asia, in Middle East, in Europe, in America, as you have Jesus in you, as you spend time with God, the power dwells in you. I love this. The power is in you. Hallelujah, Lord. The power to heal the sick. Just say after me, the power to heal the sick dwells in me. The power to cast out devils dwells in me. The power to win the battles dwells in me. The power to overcome dwells in me. The power for victorious living dwells in me. Yes, the power is in you. In Jesus' mighty name. Mark 3 verse 16. And Simon is surnamed Peter. Simon is surnamed Peter. The first name among the apostles was Simon. He changed his name from Simon to Peter. Yes, from a rock to he changed his name from a stone to a rock. Jesus changed Simon's name. Now let us pause it for a moment. Can you see that when Jesus called Simon, he changed his name? And I sense in my spirit today, somebody, you are getting a total change. Oh my God, I sense this anointing. It's going to be changed, not just to be a stone, but a rock. Jesus changed Simon's name. Can you see your name? You have been called weak. Maybe they call you failure. They call you abandoned. They call you nothing good. They call you native names. But listen, God is changing your story. God, don't say after me, the Lord is changing my story. God is changing your position. It's changing your spiritual name. It's changing your DNA. I speak today, maybe they call you barren. It's changing that name. In the name of Jesus Christ, listen carefully. Every person that comes to Christ, God changes your story. Elizabeth was called barren for many years until the husband got encountered in the temple that changed her name. Hannah was called barren for many years until the day she got encountered with Eli, the priest. Your name shall be changed for good. Your condition must be changed. Just say, oh Lord, today, my spiritual name is changed. My condition is changed. My DNA is changed. Yes, Lord. Everything negative in our story is over. Yes, the negative is over. The light becomes today. The light begins today. The struggle story is over. The blessing begins today. The failure story is over. The grace begins today. The hardship story is over. So Peter was changed. And you see the names of the apostles, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, and he surnamed them Barnabas, which means the sons of thunder. Andrew and Philip, Bartholomew and Matthew, Thomas and James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, and Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, which also betrayed him. And they went into the house. There was a betrayer among the apostles. Yes, there was a betrayer among the apostles. His name was Judas. And listen carefully. Every child of God, you will encounter betrayers, whether you like it or not. Every child of God, you will encounter somebody that is against your life. Somebody that wants to pull you down. Somebody that is fighting you. But listen, everything they do against you will turn out for your good. Just say after me, everything they work against me will turn out for my good. Your enemies will only work for your good. Just raise up your hand and thank the Lord. Your enemies will only work for your good. It will not harm you. Raise your voice and pray. Father, speak today, any betrayal in your family, every betrayal in the ministry, every betrayal in your place of job, every betrayal in your neighborhood, we speak today, no Judas will succeed against you. No Judas will succeed against the church of God. No Judas will succeed against the ministry. No Judas will succeed in your job site. Many will stand like betrayers, like Judas, to look for a downfall of somebody. But as long as you are born again, as long as you are a child of God, as long as you are faithful, it will turn out for your blessing. The enemy will only work for your blessing. Let it be so in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. Before we end tonight, Mark chapter 3, please. Now in verse 20, and the multitude coming together again so that they could not so much as eat bread. Listen, they got a multitude, they didn't even have time to eat food. The crowd was so much that Jesus had no time to eat. Oh my God. Jesus was busy. He was busy. In verse 20, 21, and when his friends heard of it, they went out to lay hold of him. I love this. When his friend heard about this, they went to catch Jesus Christ out of the crowd. Oh my God. To lay hands on him, to save him. So men went to save Christ from the crowd. Oh my God. It's interesting. Oh, this is interesting. Yes. They thought he was mad. Now verse 22. And the scribes which came down from Jerusalem said, he hath Beelzebub, and by the prince of the devil he casteth out devils. Now, let's pause a moment. The enemies of Jesus, who were jealous of his ministry, they started to spread wrong information about Jesus. The scribes and the Pharisees, because of jealousy, they began to spread false news about Jesus, that Jesus was doing miracles by demonic power. These are false accusations against Jesus. Child of God, when men accuse you falsely, hold on your faith. When they talk evil against you, don't follow them. We are not engaged in a carnal fight. They will speak against you. They will fight against you. They will talk ill against you. But child of God, God will fight your battle. Just take up your right hand. Say, my God will fight my battle. One more time. My God will fight my battle. I speak today for as many who have risen against your life. Your God will fight your battle. For as many that spread wrong news against your life. Your God will fight your battle. As many that through envy and jealousy are looking for your downfall, your God will fight your battle. As many, because of hatred, they look for means to destroy that which you have, your God will fight your battle. We speak today that as many enemies that are rising up against the church of God in these last days, the God of hosts will fight our battles. This word concerns somebody. There's somebody at the sound of my voice. Some people are rising up against you, and you don't even know what you have done against them. The Lord will fight your battle. Don't fight in the flesh. Don't fight flesh and blood. The Lord of hosts will defend you. The Lord will defend you. Just say after me, say, the name of Jesus. My God will defend me. My God will fight for me. My God stands up for me. My God will defend me. So shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. The Lord will defend you. The Lord will stand for you. The Lord of hosts will stand on your behalf and will silence your enemies. Oh Lord, silence the enemies of the righteous. Oh Lord, silence the enemies of the faithful. Silence the enemies of the righteous in Jesus' mighty name. Your enemies will not succeed against you. God will stand for you in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, Lord. Now, Mark 3, verse 23, please. Before we end today. And he called them unto him and said unto them in parables, yet, how can Satan cast out Satan? And if a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. Division is number one reason of failure. If a church is divided, that church cannot stand. If a house is divided, that house cannot stand. If a family is divided, it cannot stand. Let's pray today for oneness in your family, oneness in your church, oneness in your household. Husband and wife, be one. Families, unity. Marriage, unity. Church, oneness. Raise your voice and pray. I speak today for every family at the sound of my voice. Let there be oneness. Every power trying to divide families, we bind it in the name of Jesus. I pray for oneness in your family. Oneness in your home. Husband and wife to be one. Oneness in the church. We come against every agent of division. Oh Lord, arrest the agents of division in the name of Jesus. Just say after me, oh Lord, arrest the agents of division in my family. Raise your voice and pray. Oh Lord, arrest the agents of division in the family. Oh Lord, arrest the agents of division in your business. Oh Lord, arrest the agents of division in the ministry. Every person that is an agent to bring division today by the sword of the Holy Spirit will raise a standard against the enemy, against dividers, will raise a standard against every agent that divide families, every agent that divide husband and wife, every agent that divide children, Every agent that scatter ministries will raise a standard today and pray for unity. Let's take this to pray for our country. Just call the name of their country and pray for God to bring men together. We see wars in Africa. Division bring wars. Division bring fighting. Division bring killing. Let's stop the division in our street. Let's pray for intervention. Let God unite the nations. Raise our voice and pray. Father, we pray tonight, oh God. Division is killing our boys and girls. Oh my God. We pray for Africa today, oh God, for our nations in Africa. We see this division, tribal fighting, provincial fighting, divisional fighting. I mean, men versus men. We pray today for Europe, for America, oh God. We bind this division in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, heal our land again. Oh God, heal our families again. Heal our nation again. From the presidency to the Congress to the prison, we pray, oh God, for the spirit of oneness. Bring our country to one again. We bind the agents of division in Jesus' mighty name. Let's get one more verse we end today. Mark 3, please. Verse 25. And if a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. 26. And if Satan rise up against Satan and be divided, he cannot stand but have an end. No man can enter a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. We bind the strong man. Joseph Tamin, we bind the strong man. Every stronghold, every strong man against your house, we bind that strong man. Every strong man against your ministry, we bind that strong man. Every strong man against your career, we bind that strong man. Raise your voice and pray. We come to today in the name of Jesus Christ. Every strong man fighting your destiny, we bind that strong man. Can you pray? Can you pray? Can you pray? Every strong man against your future, we bind that strong man. Every strong man against your immigration breakthrough, we bind that strong man. Every strong man against your marriage breakthrough, we bind that strong man. Every strong man against your children's life, we bind the strong man. Every strong man against the progress of the ministry, we bind the strong man. Every strong man against the joy of your life, we bind the strong man. Every stronghold that stands to fight your life, we bind the strong man. Arise, O God. Hey, Canberra. Just say, arise, O God. Fight my battle. Every strong man against your life, we arise, O God. Every strong man against your dream job, arise, O God. I speak today. That strong man in your family must bow. That strong man in your church must bow. That strong man in your nation must bow. That stronghold, that strong man, that stronghold must break in Jesus' name. At the end of this prayer line today, continue to pray. Just go in warfare and pray. For those following us online, you are blessed. Why not make a watch party with this video? For those online, you are blessed today.
Mission International Worship Center is dedicated to healing broken hearts, giving hope, and saving souls through the love of God. Located in Lanham, Maryland, we are called to create a loving and caring community for all people, and we are committed to see you grow your faith in the Word of God and to see you happy and blessed in life. We are strategically positioned in Maryland at such a time like this to be available to provide counseling, guidance, and praying. and believing God for a fresh move of God as never seen before. Our heart's desire is to see all men come to the knowledge of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. If you've been searching for a place where real people who have experienced the love and power of Jesus Christ, World Mission International Worship Center may very well be the perfect fit. You're welcome too, where good things happen. We love you and are waiting for you in Jesus' name.